They left on Saturday, and we got back on Sunday. And as a result, they put Aaron in a different unit, and he remained there in Camp Adair for about 6 months. And so I got a room in Salem, which was the closest town to the camp. And he was a clarinetist in the Army band. And so he was put in another band. And I went to work at the newspaper, the Oregonian, which was the main paper in the state. And I was the personal secretary to the owner and publisher, whose name was Charles Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E. He had been Governor Sprague. And so he needed somebody with experience. And so I had a very nice job with him.
What were you saying about Aaron's parents?
No, what I was going to say is that even though my family didn't care too much about religion, they were very happy I was marrying somebody who was Jewish, and they were very happy that we were going to be married by a rabbi. And then, of course, this young couple who Aaron, they had befriended a few soldiers, and their names are Gus and Libby Solomon. They were religious and remained so, but they arranged for a rabbi to marry us, and it was something that Aaron's mother would have expected him to be married by a rabbi. But as an aside, when things got to look serious, my future mother-in-law asked me whether I would keep a kosher home for her son. And I said, well, he never asked me to, and I would rather not, because I wasn't brought up that way. And I said, I don't think I would know how. And I said, besides which, I can't afford two sets of dishes. I can remember so clearly using that as an excuse, pleading poverty. I said, it's too expensive. I said, no, but I really didn't feel I could do it because I wasn't trained that way. And when I did ask Aaron whether he cared or minded that I did or didn't, he said, absolutely not. He was certainly used to, by then, Army food and all sorts of non-traditional eating habits. So, but she accepted me anyway. Yeah, Aaron's family were all very, very religious. And his grandparents, I only knew his grandmother. And at the time, when we had our, later on, we had our first apartment, my mother-in-law wanted me to change to at least a set of glass dishes so that her mother could come and eat at our place. So I was willing to do that. But she came and didn't eat anyway. She didn't think the house was kosher enough. But she was a very sweet lady. He had a nice family. He had a difficult upbringing. Really hard times. Very hard times. His father never could make a living. Oh, don't put that in.
No, maybe we'll start
eliminate that.
You know, maybe we'll
get divorced.
He just left them, the father?
No, he was asked to leave. He was a man who couldn't make a living. And when you grow up hearing that your father's,
ne'er-do-well,
thank you. Because there were times when his mother said some terrible things. You know, you'll be like your father, or things like that, things that you hear in movies or read in books. But he was determined not to be like his father, and he helped his father straightened out. He finally did. He always financially helped his father. But I have a little black book that he kept his income and his expenditures and how much he gave to his father, how much he gave to his mother, how much his subway cost, whatever his expenses were, he wrote everything down. And I don't know how he did it. I really don't. Every newspaper that he spent a nickel on.
Well, but he had been trained in accounting.
I know, but even before he... he knew the value of money, I will say that. And he worked hard for what he had. But it was a rough time. I know my background was not nearly the...
It's amazing, isn't it?
...sadness that he had. Hard times. See, there were plenty of hard times, but my parents didn't let us know about it. They kept everything to themselves, whereas in Aaron's family, it was a constant row about the father not making any money, and here she is trying to take care of three kids, and when she would save enough money to help him start a little business, he would louse it up. And so he heard lots of recriminations, and I never had that. We never knew that things were bad. We sensed, but they didn't talk about it in front of us. Didn't make us feel guilty about it. Yeah, well, the good old days.
Yeah. Well, probably the next time we meet, we'll talk about your first home with Aaron and move into that time of your lives together, the early years with you together. What would be a good meeting time for you? Could we meet next week?
Let me check my book.